It was a long and often contentious night for CMS board members as they voted to approve a student assignment plan for the school district. There was some agreement on parts of the plan, but also some close votes along racial lines, including a failed motion to delay a decision on the plan for a couple of weeks. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn attended the meeting. She's been up all night, and now she joins us this morning. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning.
It sounds like it was a lively meeting. Describe the atmosphere, if you will.
It was lively indeed, Marshall. Parents and board members spoke passionately about the things they liked and disliked about the student assignment plan. Board members at times sniped at each other and had to be reeled in by Board Chair Mary McCray. And the meeting went until about 1 a.m. with some board members saying the plan was a great start, and then others saying it was not bold and did not go far enough in breaking up concentrations of poverty, which is a major goal that was supposed to guide the student assignment plan. The African-American board members said they didn't like this process and felt the African-American community is bearing the brunt of the changes. They said much more time was spent on the first phase of this process for magnet schools last November, which affected much fewer students.
Let's move to some of the contentious issues from last night. What were some of them?
Well, the 5-4 vote on Reed Park Academy was won. This was a split vote along racial lines, with the African-American members voting against the motion to change Reed Park from a pre-K-8 school to a pre-K-5. It's one of the West Charlotte schools, high poverty, predominantly African-American, that were turned into pre-K-8 7 years ago to save money against most parents' wishes. And now many of them say they like them and don't want them changed. Reed Park's middle school students will go to Wilson, a school that was closed in 2010 that's getting a $5.4 million makeover. Westerly Hill students will also go to Williams. So parents and some board members object to this because both of those schools are failing and what's left at both schools' elementary levels will still be 99% low income.
And I understand that some board members were concerned that Reed Park and Westerly, along with Bruns Academy, another pre-K school that will be turned up through pre-K through 5 under the plan, that they're not getting the same course offerings as other schools.
Yes, that was brought up. There was a public hearing held on all of the 8 pre-K through 8 schools prior to the student assignment hearings. But as board member Erica Ellis-Stewart pointed out, that process was shorted out in an effort to fast-track the student assignment plan, something other African-American board members were against. Superintendent Ann Clark admitted that the K through 8s do not have the same course electives as larger middle schools. And let's hear her explanation.
You have fewer numbers of students to sign up for a broad array of choices. So the student demand is going to drive the electives. So do our K-8s have the same number of elective offerings that a large middle school with 1,400 students? No.
That part of the plan involving turning some magnet programs into partial magnets also sparked a lot of conversations. Tell us about that, if you will.
Well, when it came to changing University Park Creative Arts from a full magnet to a partial magnet, the vote was 5-4 again, with African-American board members opposing the motion. The school will be predominantly low-income, no break of poverty concentrations there, and they said the program would be watered down. Now, board member Ruby Jones and others pointed out also that since the arts theme would be school-wide, it would force students into a magnet program they did not choose.
It's still not educationally sound to me to bring into a very specialized program students who they don't, that's not their skill set. That's not what revs them up. And if you don't dance, if you don't sing, and if you don't act,
now, Marshall, some parents also questioned the rationale of making University Park a partial magnet, saying they felt the plan was being forced on them.
The board also approved making Moorhead STEM a partial magnet as well, and that didn't go over well with a lot of people either. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Moorhead parents came out in force again last night, opposing the change. Initially, the recommendation was to break Moorhead's full magnet up between 3 schools. Well, last night they approved spreading the magnet only between Moorhead and Nathaniel Alexander. Here are board members Thelma Byers-Bailey and Chair Mary McCray.
I have no more interest in breaking up this full magnet than I did and will have in any other of the full magnets that we have. It violates, I will say again, it violates our original goal, which said preserve and expand what's working.
I would charge staff with making sure that that STEM program is carried out with fidelity. I don't see this as a watering down of Morehead's program, and shame on us if we allow it to be watered down as a board.
Now, Marshall, those opposing the plan said CMS has a poor track record with partial magnets and pointed to Harding, a once successful full magnet that is now struggling as a partial magnet. They said creating partial magnets in high poverty areas will not attract a diverse student body and that they are doomed to fail.
Now, we've had stories about the pairing of Dilworth and Sedgefield Elementary Schools. How did that pan out last night?
Parents who spoke are still split on that. Some oppose it. Some are excited about the two schools coming together as K-2 and 3-5, creating more diverse schools, and pledge to make it successful. A last-minute change that did have some parents upset is that they found out 2 days ago that some students in the Eastover community who go to Alexander Graham now, a B school, would be reassigned to Sedgefield Middle, a struggling school. Dilworth and Sedgefield Elementary students will go there as well as initially recommended.
And what are some of the motions the board members actually agreed on last night?
The votes were unanimous on pairing Cotswold and Billingsville as K-2 and 3-5, which will relieve overcrowding at Billingsville and underused space at Cotswold and make the schools more economically diverse. They were unanimous also on having some students assigned to Huff to go to Hopewell to make both more diverse, and also on reopening Villa Heights as a K-5 school in an area that's going through gentrification and is expected to be economically diverse as a result.
Certainly is a lot to digest here. Gwen, thank you for the update.
My pleasure.
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE.